You're listening to SBS News.
The Home Affairs Minister has accused the previous government of trying to subvert democracy by pressuring authorities to release information about the arrival of an asylum seeker boat on Election Day. Claire O'Neill has described a sequence of events detailed in a Home Affairs report into the affair. The report, compiled by Home Affairs Department Secretary Mike Pozzullo, found there was pressure placed on officials to release a public statement regarding the interception prior to the conclusion of the operational activity.
The former government had a duty to protect Australians. Instead, their actions on Election Day fundamentally undermined our democracy. They attacked the work of people who put on a uniform every day and fight for our country, and they undermined the integrity of an operation that is difficult, that is dangerous, and that was partway through implementation. They pressured uniformed officers to break with democratic protocols that protect all of us in this country. And in doing so, they clearly prioritised their own political interests over the national interest.
Ms. O'Neill adds the former government should hang its head in shame.
Anyone who would be the subject of a damning report like this surely would come forward today, would hang their head in shame and apologise to the Australian people for conducting themselves in such a way.
An inquiry found a statement on the boat interception was issued after Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews repeatedly pressured officials to make the information public. The statement went live online a few minutes after Scott Morrison confirmed there had been a boat intercept in his final news conference as Prime Minister. During this exchange on Channel 9, Ms. Andrews says she was acting under Scott Morrison's instructions.
Was Scott Morrison's office pressuring you to get this information into the public domain?
I was asked by the Prime Minister to issue the statement. And that is exactly what I did.
So that's a yes. The official timeline has the Prime Minister holding this press conference before the official statement went out. What's the precedent for that?
Well, there were a whole range of things happening, and that's in the report as well. My focus was on getting the statement live to make sure that there was a briefing of the opposition, and both of those steps were critically important.
Ms. Andrews insists she did not have any knowledge about text messages sent out later that day that urged people to vote for the coalition to keep the borders secure. She says there was absolutely no pressure on officials to get the details out and rejected suggestions there was a breach of government caretaker provisions, which come into force when an election is called. But the current Home Affairs Minister says her predecessor is lying.
Morning, the former Minister for Home Affairs, Karen Andrews, came forward, told lies about her actions on that day and raised a series of further questions about the interactions of the then Prime Minister's office and her office in relation to the report that was released. The former Minister for Home Affairs, Karen Andrews, was asked this morning whether she asked her department to act outside their apolitical mandate. She denied it. The report released yesterday shows the exact opposite. In fact, that the minister at the time directly asked public servants that reported to her to support the political interests of the government, and in doing so undermined our democracy on the day of an election.
In a tweet, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese wrote the last act of the former government was a disgraceful and opportunistic trashing of convention. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.